Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Vibing with Sleazy, the podcast. This is season 5, episode 12, and I want to thank everybody for listening, tuning in, and downloading. This season's been a blast. I appreciate all the support, the love, the guests, everything. So everybody's been reaching out. The downloads been coming in. The past few episodes been really popular. So I can't thank y'all enough for listening. And again, I appreciate all the support, the love, and the feedback that I get. So this season, I've done a lot of solo episodes, mainly because of sports and sports events. When I've been recording this, it's been perfect prime time of the sports season with basketball, baseball, golf, wrestling. So I've covered them all, and that's what I want you to depend on with my podcast, that you always get some kind of preview episode with big sports events. I'm even thinking about doing an NBA playoff one. Do got a few more guests to come on as well. With this being episode 12, there's only about 9 episodes left. I wrap up at 21. So this season's been flying by. It's been good. And like I said, for this to be season 5 and be coming up on episode 100, it just proves, hard work pays off. And I can't, again, thank you all enough for all the love. I mean, this past few years has been a blast. So Vibing with Sleazy, the podcast, season 5, episode 12 is officially a Masters preview. So this is the 2024 Masters, the golf tournament in Augusta. It is one of the biggest tournaments in the world, just in sports in general. I'm not the biggest golf guy, but I follow the big tournaments. I follow some of the big names. I've been enjoying the PGA LIV kind of battle. It's kind of made golf a little more interesting again. And the Masters is always exciting because it brings so many people in. And what's kind of cool about the Masters, they have food and drinks, of course, and beer and stuff, but they try to keep it all at prices that was from the original days. So I mean, you can get a sandwich out there for a couple bucks. What's cool with the Masters, menu, you get a lot of good snacks, treats, things to keep you filled up and hydrated, and you're not killing your wallet like you would any other tournaments. I mean, I've been to the PGA tournament of Valhalla when Tiger won back in 2000. That was awesome. But I just, even as a kid, I remember everything was an arm and a leg. But I do got my PGA Championship golf ball, so I thought it was cool. I held on to that. So Tiger won that tournament. It was pretty cool to be able to see Tiger in his prime. So yeah, tournaments, they're fun. But again, I just want to shout out the Masters for having a affordable menu. This episode also won't be super long. I'm just going to break down the preview, going to give you a little analysis about the tournament. And I'm going to put this out on Wednesday, so the day the tournament starts, and it'll run through Sunday. So overall, Scottie Scheffler is the world's most informed golfer and the sizable favorite to win the Masters, is what a lot of experts are saying. He is a big name, and he's been very popular. He's actually won 2 of his last 3 starts, and he's actually finished top 5 in 5 of his 8 PGA starts in 2024. So overall, he is the big name to get picked from. The 2022 Masters champion is a clear favorite over the loaded field. You have John Rahm, Brooks Koepka, Rory McIlroy, and others. Rahm and Koepka and other LIV participants that are going to be going in this tournament, this is kind of like the first major that marks that opportunity for them to leave LIV to go play against the PGA again. All these guys know each other, talk. There's shows about it. They even got I haven't seen it, but there's a Netflix show that gives you kind of the behind the scenes looks, the personalities, and what goes on, in the professional golfing world. So these guys, they all talk and know each other. But I know on a sports stand and with this LIV versus PGA deal, this is huge for this to happen. Basically, Koepka, he proved the LIV Tour was not a something that was going to take him off his major course. I think he's been focused, and Rahm the same way, or excuse me, Rahm the same way. So it's like you got these guys that left to go to LIV, but it hasn't really affected their career, and it hasn't taken them off the path of success and winning major tournaments, even though they're not allowed to compete in a lot of the PGA ones besides the Masters. So here's the overall Masters odds. I want to go over that too. I thought that'd be fun for this episode. So you got Scottie Scheffler at plus 400. So basically, if you bet $100, you're going to win $400. I actually put a couple bets in. I had some bonus bets on DraftKings. So the bets have been fun this year for the Masters. You can actually, first time doing any betting on golfing, you can do, who's going to finish in the top five, finish in the top 20, pick your winners. There's a lot of things that you can do. Golfing wise, when it comes to a betting standpoint, especially on DraftKings. Rory McIlroy is at plus 1,000. Jon Rahm is at plus 1,200. Xander Schauffele is at plus 1,600. Brooks Koepka is at plus 1,800. Jordan Spieth at plus 2,200. Hideki Matsuyama is at plus 2,200. Joaquin Niemann is at plus 2,500. Ludvig Åberg is at plus 2,800. Cameron Smith's at plus 3,000. Will Zalatoris is at plus 3,000. Wyndham Clark is at plus 3,000. Victor Hovland's at plus 3,500. Patrick Cantlay is at plus 3,500. And Justin Thomas is at plus 3,500. That's another big name. So you can see this is a tournament that there's no guaranteed winners or a really easy way to just pull it off and know that guy's going to win it, even when Tiger was competing, because you have so many different names and people that play in the Masters, and also too, especially from an age range. Scheffler will be the, he'll be the most popular betting pick at the plus 400. And that's a rare betting odd actually for a favorite. He won the Arnold Palmer Invitational and the Players' Championship, and he took second at the Houston Open on his last three starts. He's not shot worse than 70 in a single round since his first PGA Tour appearance, and he's never finished outside the top 20 in his four Masters appearances. So that's very, very well done. All of his numbers make a good case for why the favorite should win. But Rahm, McIlroy, and Koepka could challenge this guy, and those are the three names I think could definitely make a run for it. And I think this could be anybody's tournament, really, when it comes down to it. McIlroy's been, hit or miss, but I think he's always a big name to look out for, especially in tournaments. Overall, in my opinion, the winner that I had was Jon Rahm. I think that he will be the winner of the Masters tournament. For the golf that I've seen, he's always played well. It's a big name. And also my sleeper pick, somebody that I could see make a huge upset, is Justin Thomas. I mean, that's a big name, huge golfer, and very talented. And I think even with him having such high of odds, I think he's someone that could pull it off and upset and pull off this Masters Championship. So the big names in golf, they typically reside at the top of the Masters leaderboard. That's Scheffler, Rahm, Matsuyama, Dustin Johnson, Tiger Woods. That was the last five champions at Augusta. Just naming those five, and those are big names. A year ago, Scheffler, Koepka, Mickelson, Jordan Spieth, Colin Morikawa, and Xander Schauffele all finished in the top 20, top, excuse me, top 10 beneath the victorious Rahm. So again, it's always these names up there at the top, always these guys that can pull it off. And then in 2022, Scheffler, McIlroy, Shane Lowry, Cameron Smith, and Morikawa made up the top five. A long shot winner like Danny Willett in 2016 rarely comes up at about Augusta. So a star-studded Sunday should be on tap. So you're not going to see a big upset. You're not going to see an underdog really come out of nowhere and pull this off, because it's a rare feat. And with these big names, I just don't see it happening this year. The field is too big and it's too star-studded, and the Masters, I think, is going to have a big name to pull off this championship. Course history is master, or excuse me, is mattered at Augusta. Masters mattered. Get those words mixed up. But overall, you got four former Green Jacket winners landed in the top 10 last year. A similar number should be posted in 2024, given the form some of the recent winners that are out there. Koepka and McIlroy are the most notable names in the 2024 field without a green jacket. So you have a couple guys that are going to be looking for their first Masters jacket. And when you get your first Masters jacket, I've just heard other golfers, it's so special representing that green jacket and having, that glory to be able to rep that jacket. Koepka had a brutal weekend last year that cost him the win. McIlroy is just searching for any major win since his drought is now up to 10 years. So 10 years without a Masters. McIlroy has kept that name relevant in golf, but he's not won a Masters in 10 years. And he's got to do it here soon because this is not good for his career, his legacy. And he's been there, at the top, but he's just not been able to pull it off. And Morikawa, Shoffley, and Smith, who all have multiple top 10 master finishes in the last 3 years, they're the other golfers I would say to watch to have a potential Masters winner out of those three that could happen. But overall, this is a huge tournament, and there's some big possible storylines that could end up happening at this Masters. It's does Tiger do the impossible and win for a sixth time? That's somebody that nobody's really even mentioned, and then Rory finally completes the Grand Slam, so he needs his Masters to win the Grand Slam. You have four golf tournaments that are the ones as a golfer that you want to win, so you have that Grand Slam under your belt, and that's the Masters, the PGA Championship, the U.S. Open, and the British Open. So overall, those four are huge tournaments, and those are four that you really want to win and pull off. And then also, kind of thinking of what a third storyline would be, it would be if a LIV golfer won. I know they have one. I know they already have made a name and have made a brand, but for a LIV golfer to pull off the Masters Championship, I think it always still brings that controversy and brings that as to the tournament and a lot of people talking about it because it's been such a controversy. These golfers leaving the PGA to go to LIV and mainly for money, and the Saudi Arabian backed LIV is very controversial, just being backed by Saudi Arabia. So you just have a lot of things that come into play with that. Greg Norman, the Shark, former PGA legend, he's basically running LIV. He's been a big part of LIV. The recruitment process for LIV has been pretty easy because it's a simple term, money talks. I mean, when money talks, you're going to be able to pay people to come play and to come over to your side of the golf world, and it's going to make it more exciting. The more stars, the better the tournaments. And the good thing is, with a lot of guys that have left LIV, they have not killed or destroyed the PGA. I think it's still going to always be around, especially with its history. But overall, it has taken some guys away from what could be a full star-studded roster of the PGA with these guys going to, excuse me, going to live. And and the Masters is like no other event. It brings so many emotions and fans to all the players. I mean, people just love this and they travel, and it's a beautiful course. It's a historic course. I've been knowing that yellow flag in that green jacket my whole life, and I'm not even the biggest golfer. I was really big into basketball, baseball my whole life, but just being around golf or watching it, you always know that Masters jacket and that Masters flag. It's stuck and locked in your mind, especially as a sports fan. And this is the biggest PGA tournament in my opinion. You got the best players from LIV and PGA, and you got odds, you got people betting, you got people traveling. So this could be one of the most watched Masters because of everything that's coming into play with it. So overall, it's a tournament that I've been very blessed and lucky to have been to all the Hall of Fames for most of the pro sports besides basketball. I've been able to go to baseball, football, hockey, and I'm been able to go to a lot of tournaments with like March Madness and been to some games and playoffs. But overall, I would love to go to the Masters. Being able to already said that I've been to a major has been a huge accomplishment already in my life. But to see the Masters, that'd be really cool too. Not even as a golf fan, just as a sports fan, and to see that history and just see the excitement. And it's just I'm really excited to see how this tournament plays out. Hoping to win some money. Hoping you all win some money. Hoping you'll have some fun watching it. And also too, at Masters weekend, it's a relaxing weekend. You throw it on, and You get to see these guys battle it out, and then Sunday, that's when we'll know who the real champion is. So again, I want to thank everybody for listening, tuning in, and downloading. Sorry, this was a short episode. Sorry for the non-sports and non-golf fans, but love doing these sports episodes. They have a lot of popularity. I try to make it interesting for everybody listening. And again, this was a very short preview, but it's something to break it down, give you the odds, give you my picks, and to see how it plays out, and also just to bring some attention to the tournament, because I think this 2024 Masters is going to be very, very exciting. So again, this is Vibin' with Sleazy, the podcast. This is season 5, episode 12. I want to thank everybody that's been listening, tuning in, and downloading. Go to vibinwithsleazy.com, the website, Vibin' with Sleazy, the podcast on Facebook and Instagram. I have more episodes coming out, so keep showing the love and downloading. And again, this episode will be out on Wednesday morning, so you'll be able to listen to this, get you ready for the tournament, and we'll find out Sunday who is the Masters champion. I am out. Peace.